From paradise to pawpaw to Perry, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
Time for a deep cleansing breath, my friends. Take a deep breath and slowly release. Slowly release. Let some of that pressure go. Let some of that toxicity go. You can't talk politics all the time. Sometimes you got to go fishing. Trust me on this. And, you know, you need a guide. And if you can't find a guide, well, you can go with a guy like Ron Rademacher. He might get you there. He might not. He's an adventurer, a storyteller, an author, quick and easy getaways all over the state. You know, he's never been lost, as Ron Rademacher. He tells me he's never been lost. He was confused once for a week and a half, but he has never, ever been lost. Ron, welcome back.
Steve, good morning, and thank you very much for that clarification on the lost thing, because there's been a lot of lousy rumors going on around me not being able to find my way.
Yeah, terribly confused, never lost. I want to share one event that's going on, a little a preview for next week, Ron, because I think it's cool. The Williamson Jubilee, like all these small towns have their festivals and get together. Williamson's been having the Jubilee since I was knee high to a toadstool or something. But next week, Thursday, June 21st, the Vietnam Veteran Memorial replica, it's 80% of the wall in DC, will be set up starting Thursday at noon, June 21st. It'll be open 24/7 until it comes down on Sunday. And I just think that's a cool thing. It's traveling the country as it always does. And it'll be in Williamston for a couple of days there. If you want to see the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, 80% of it anyhow in this replica. I just think that's cool, Ron. It gives me goosebumps. It makes me think, you know, we do care about the people that served.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad that you brought that up, because it's very difficult to get that to your town. So kudos to Williamson. And I unfortunately will be on Drummond Island that day. So my hat's off to my fellow Vietnam veterans. We're always thinking about you guys, especially the ones who need a little bit of extra hand up.
There you go. And Ron, thank you for your service. Now, let's get back to the trail and see if we can stumble our way on down the line here. Where do we want to start this week? What's going on? I mean, the weather looks like it's going to be summer-like. Might hit 90 degrees this weekend.
Yeah, the weather's fantastic. I do have to do one quick correction on last week. There was, we talked about Turnip Rock.
Yep.
I got an email with a picture in it from my buddy Farm Market Freddy, and it showed this fat old guy waiting around there in a kind of skimpy Speedo.
Oh, boy.
It's not me, folks.
Okay.
I never looked that good in a Speedo, ever.
Who looks good in a Speedo?
So I just want to make sure. We're trying to scrub the internet of this image. It was not me.
Dude, I'm trying to scrub my brain of this image. Thanks for sharing.
Well, you know, we want to give people something to dwell on other than politics.
I feel ill. Go on. Carry on, please. Something different.
Yeah.
Anything.
Okay, and tomorrow, of course, is National Flag Day. Let's all remember that. So that's a nice, is something else you can remember while you're down there in Williamston.
June 14th.
We do have a lot of stuff going on around the state. Music festival in NEMA. You've got a great event for flyers. There's the seaplane splashing that's taking place in Grand Marais. There'll be hundreds of these little airplanes flying in from all over the country and Canada, landing in the bay up at Grand Marais. That's a great...
Well, hopefully not in the bay.
On the bay. On the bay. You got to watch that language, don't you? It's one thing after another.
Yeah, there you got to be really careful anyhow.
So then we got fishing, you know, in St. Helens. This will be the 69th year of the Bluegill Festival, and it goes on for 4 days. And they have all kinds of fishing contests. They have free fishing weekends coming up. So if you want to take the kids out to a huge lake where the entire town shuts down just for a Bluegill Festival, head over to St. Helens.
All right. Sounds like an exciting and fun place to be. Keep us rolling, Ron.
All right, well, you know, people want to get out. This is vacation time. The weather's great. So if you go to these festivals, you know, it's a great way to explore a part of Michigan maybe you've never been in. Over in the Thumb, in Sebewang, they're going to be doing the Sugar Beet Festival, the Sugar Festival. And, you know, Michigan is a huge sugar producer, one of the largest outside of Florida, and it's all sugar beet. So they have a big deal going on over there. Strawberry Festival in Coldwater. I only have to say two words. Three words: strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, I like that idea. You know, I as I've gotten older, Ron, I've become a strawberry. You know, I can consume those. A friend of ours, Paul Mahaney over at Wolverine, we stopped in there yesterday. He had just picked up about 10 pounds of strawberries. He shared. He was very generous. God bless him. Ivy and I just gorged ourselves in the car. We looked like little children, like Hansel and Gretel. It was ugly, Ron. Anyhow, go on.
We do the same thing out in DeWitt on Herbison Road, where I grew up. There's Stelsky Farms out there, gigantic strawberry you pick farm.
Yeah, I
and
love
we go
those.
Buy them by the flat.
Yeah, I love
them. And just, I mean, just absolutely binge on fresh strawberries. There's nothing, my mouth is watering just talking about
it. All right, so Strawberry Fest in Coldwater and the National Strawberry Festival. Did you mention Belleville, or did I just do it for you?
No, you did it for me, and you know, you got to remember, I'm an amateur at this. You got to help me along.
Yeah,
I get distracted talking about, you know, I get talking about fishing, and I lose everything else. So, yeah, Belleville, that's the National Strawberry Festival. If you've never been, it's a really cute little town. And it's right in Metro Detroit, so all of a sudden you leave the city and you're in this great little community, and they will be doing it up with every kind of event you can think of.
And let's see here. You know, let's get to the Taste of Muskegon real quickly, because then I got a quick question for you before I run out of time.
Well, Taste of Muskegon?
Yes.
You know, again, for people who want to get over to Lake Michigan, Muskegon is a great town, and the downtown has been transformed so that they can have these huge events, and on the waterfront, they'll be doing the Taste of Muskegon, and all those great chefs and restaurants will be there, and I'm sure there's going to be some craft beer as well for those of you who have to have that.
Yeah, now I know that you've mentioned the best ice cream. There's a place here in Michigan you think is the best ice cream. I think you've mentioned that. Where would that be?
That would be Jones Ice Cream in Baldwin.
All right, so there's that, and then you said there's
50 years they've been doing it.
And you just think it's the best, just the bomb.
Well, that's, you know, that's, it's not just me. It's voted on. People, they consistently come out on top, and the same family's been doing it with the same recipes, like I said, for over 50 years.
And then the best onion rings.
Best onion rings. I said the Bellevue Drive-In in Bellevue. The car hops are there waiting for you.
See, I'm just throwing this stuff out for people to, you know, go find these cool things, you know, because it's summer, man. Eat like an American.
Hey, and I've got a big shout-out for you.
Go.
The people at Iron Fish I saw yesterday, and they said, be sure and tell Steve who said hello, and he should come back and see us.
Isn't Iron Fish a fabulous little distillery? Aren't they a cool operation? They have festivals every weekend there at Iron Fish. Those guys.
That is an entrepreneurial miracle. These people have only been in business 2 years. These
I know.
A couple of Michigan farmers who have a still.
MichiganBackroads.com.
They now have a gym in the top five in the world.
MichiganBackroads.com. 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 Ron Rademacher. You get back to Iron Fish and you have a good time. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Steve. Must be off.